Never get enough of this.
The best way to wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
I was quite interested to see yesterday a survey came out at the professions, right, that are least likely to get divorced or cheat on their spouse.
Ooh.
Right? The profession. Could you name one of them? Could you think and try and name one of them? Right? Three professions that are head and shoulders the most. Trustworthy, loyal companions to their partners.
Exotic dancer?
Yes. No, man.
Doesn't count if they know it's happening.
Enough.
I guess the three professions will be the first one, undertaker, astronaut, and I suppose a construction worker.
I like the three guesses. I would accept any one of those three, but none of those three make it into the three professions that are the least likely to cheat on their partner and get divorced.
So I would hope that one of the most loyal careers would be a dominie. Otherwise, all faith lost, man.
I didn't think about that, but no. A dominie is not in the top three. Which is also now equally concerning.
Yes.
Right? It's equally concerning that I'm looking at that and I didn't think of that, Carla.
I would say it's anyone working in the IT industry, because I find myself in the IT industry, and first of all, we don't have the social skills to get anybody else. And second of all, we're too involved in our technology to have any attention left over for anything or anyone else. So, yeah, unless Elon brings out a robotic lover, I think my girlfriend is safe with me.
Monique, I love that, because we
the
like
honesty.
We stereotype all professions and we put them in boxes, like the IT. No, we don't have that
social skills
to connect with others. Top three professions globally in terms of being the least divorce rates and least likely to cheat on their spouse: accountants, like I said, including actuaries, then pharmacists.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you don't want to cheat on a pharmacist. They'll knock you out.
And then the third, surprisingly, or not, farmers, the farming community.
Wow. Hey, doesn't call me a boer altijd een vrouw soek.
Mm-hmm, boer soek een vrouw.
Ja, verlever. As a boer jou kry, hoor, as jy mekaar verlever. One mate for life. Jy en Susan, mooi, al loop julle daar. And he killed a Bokkeveld.
Morning, guys. I don't know about the most faithful, but I know is the most likely to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And top of my list is pilots.
Ooh. You aren't far. You aren't far from the profession.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
It falls under the same. So I'll
aviation. Except,
yes, flight attendants and pilots are in the top three.
Axel said gym instructors.
Ooh,
this is my physical job, and it is all up in your business. Fucking a poor mens in the industry.
It makes sense, because if I'm at the gym, there's guys that are very muscular walking around, looking at me going, hey, I spot you, eh?
Yeah. I'm like, they are friendly, they're outgoing, they spend the whole day working out, they know which muscles to touch when they show you which ones they're working out. Anyway, no, it is not gym people involved in any kind of training at all that fit into the top 10. However, we do have another line of work that's very similar to gymming that fits within the top 10 of the most to highest divorce rate. Just according to stats.
Mm-hmm. Right,
at number one, and I said this, we don't really have it as big here, but it is gaming managers and gaming service workers within the service industry of gambling. That is the biggest. And in the States, it's horrific. In Europe, it's also very high numbers. We do have it here, but it's not the same level. So these stats are global, maybe not hyperlocal in terms of this country specific, South Africa. Then bartenders globally. Bartenders. Then flight attendants and people involved in aviation, as in i.e. on the service frontline, pilots and flight attendants. Then switchboard operators, telemarketers and telephone operators.
Ooh, are they calling the scallopies?
massage therapists,
licensed practical and licensed vocational nurses, first-line supervisors of correctional officers, and then, sneaking in the top 10, dancers and choreographers of the world.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.